Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. If this is your first time on the podcast, this podcast is about sharing the stories of African immigrants in America by having people on the podcast who share their unique experiences. And I also share my experiences because I'm Nigerian. I moved to America for grad school and I have a lot of stories that African immigrants can relate to so we can all learn and grow together. I also find from the reviews that I get that people who aren't African also can relate to these stories. And so I like to say that there's something for everyone. So if you're just joining for the first time, welcome and enjoy. So one of my listeners sent me a very passionate email last week. She was saying that, did I ever spend time on campus over the holidays and how did I handle that? She's going to be on campus over the Christmas break and she's just terrified about spending that time away from family. And I'm like, wow, that's a great topic. That's something I definitely want to talk about because there are a lot of international students, you know, in America and all over the world who are going to be spending Christmas by themselves and they're going to be spending Christmas on campus. And so just sharing, you know, my experience on how to kind of get through that is something that I would definitely love to do. So thank you so much for that email. Christmas is only 20 short days away. And there's so many lights, Christmas lights, there's so much Christmas cheer, people are happy, everyone is excited. There are people just excited about their Christmas plans. When you're at work, people are asking you what your plans are. When you're at school, people are asking you, you know, what you're going to do over the break. So it's definitely a really celebrated holiday and people look forward to it because it's just so much Christmas cheer. But all over America, there are thousands of international students who are not going to be going home for Christmas. There are thousands of people who are going to be spending Christmas by themselves. And so this podcast episode is dedicated to everyone who's going to be spending Christmas alone and every international student out there who's going to be spending Christmas on campus. This podcast episode is for you. There are so many international students who don't get to go home for Christmas for so many reasons, so many different reasons. Some people can't go home because it's expensive. You know, I definitely know this because I remember one Christmas, I kind of kept putting off making concrete plans for Christmas. And I ended up spending a little over $2,000 buying a ticket to go visit my parents in Nigeria. Definitely when I got to Nigeria, I have to tell you, it was worth every penny. But the truth is, it can be really expensive to go to your home country over the holidays. And so many international students would opt to just stay on campus and not go home for the holidays. Another thing could be like travel restrictions, or it could even be problems with their visa. And so they end up staying on campus over the Christmas break. And so that's definitely something that I want to really talk about today, because you'd be surprised at how many international students spend time on campus, not just international students, how many people are alone for Christmas. And so I'm going to be sharing some little tips with you, things that you can do to kind of brighten your Christmas if you think that you're going to be spending that time by yourself. All right. So I actually spent one Christmas on campus by myself toward the tail end of my studies. I was getting ready to complete my dissertation, and I think it was almost what I thought was going to be my last quarter on campus. And I decided to stay back and just like power through it and just get that dissertation out the door, you know? And so I definitely wanted to spend Christmas on campus just to complete all of that. Now, I have to tell you guys, there are very few things that can equate that kind of joy that you get from spending the time with your family. So if you can, please, by all means, spend that time with family. Now, if you cannot do that because for some reason, maybe you're an international student, you can't go home, or if you find that I'm just going to be alone by myself for Christmas, here are some few things that you can definitely consider doing that will make your Christmas break a little bit more exciting. All right. You know, make time out to call your family and your loved ones. You know, you definitely cannot replace family over the break. You really want to, you know, spend time calling them, catching up with everyone. And so make time for that as well. I'll tell you about the winter break that I spent on campus, you know, the Christmas break that I spent on campus. I decided that I wanted to stay back and just power through my dissertation and get it done. What I didn't realize was just how much I was going to miss everyone else on campus. It was so lonely, I have to tell you. I definitely made a lot of life-changing decisions that one Christmas break. That was a Christmas break that I decided that I definitely wanted to get married. I wanted a huge family. I wanted the dinner table to be so big. Why? Because loneliness was redefined that Christmas for me. Because just walking on campus when it's really lonely, there's no one in sight, it puts a lot of things in perspective.
You are listening to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please visit our website, talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. You can also email us talesbydrozy@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media on Facebook, Tales of an African Princess in America, or on Instagram, African Princess in America. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a rating on iTunes. Welcome back.
So I definitely got a lot of critical thinking done, even more than I bargained for, but it was lonely. I'm definitely someone who likes alone time and I like to be by myself, but that Christmas defined the difference between alone time and loneliness. I just didn't realize how much I was going to miss the noise. All right, even just the noise of the girls in the dorm, it was something that I definitely missed over the Christmas breaks. And I definitely decided that I always wanted to be around people that I love. So here are some things that I wish I had done definitely that one Christmas break. The first thing is, if you get an offer from a BFF or some friend you made on campus and the person says, hey, do you want to come over to my house for Christmas? If you trust that person, I would definitely consider it, because even though you can't get to spend Christmas with your family, spending time with someone who you actually like or their family, getting to know them is a great way to spend Christmas. So there are so many times that I got invited to people's homes while I was a student and they provided that warmth and they provided meals, and it was something that I really cherished. And so I know how far that went toward just having a surrogate home even while I was away from home. And so that's something you definitely want to consider if you get invited to, you know, someone's home and you're like, and you trust them, because trust is a big word these days. If you trust them, I would say definitely go for it. If you're going to be spending time on campus for the holidays, reach out to other international students on campus. So just like you're spending time on campus, you're probably not going home for the break. There are other people, other students from all over the world who are going to be on campus as well. And they're going to be in their dorm rooms and everyone is just going to be locked away. If you create a post probably on Facebook and say, hey, who's going to be on campus over the break? You definitely find people who are going to be on campus, and it will go a long way to making your actual Christmas day a whole lot more interesting. So definitely reach out to people if you can on social media, create these posts, create these flyers, and get to know who's out there. All right. Christmas is a great time to make new friends, you know, from the students who aren't going home. People who you probably missed during the quarter because you were just so busy, you actually get to meet them and make new friends over Christmas. So definitely would say do that if you can. All right. And so once you've made these connections and you know who's going to actually be on campus, you can actually make concrete plans about what you want to do on Christmas Day itself. On Christmas Day, most stores are closed and transportation might be a little bit slower if you plan to take the bus. So you actually want to have a plan for what you're going to do on the day of Christmas. And so one thing that's great about connecting with other students is you guys actually make plans about what you want to do on Christmas Day. You guys can get together and have a potluck and have people bring a little bit of what Christmas means to them from their different countries. That will be a great activity for Christmas. Have a potluck, play games, share stories. It'll be awesome, all right? So have people bring a little bit of what Christmas means to them from their country. It could be like a Christmas meal. It could be games. It could be just coming to share stories, and you would have a great time, all right? So that's something that you can definitely do. Another thing that you can do over the Christmas break is definitely catch up on your favorite shows and movies. So shout out to Netflix and all the awesome video streaming services out there. They definitely give you the option of choosing what movies you want to watch over the break. And so one thing that you can do is binge watch your favorite shows over the Christmas break. Like, I'm not really big on Christmas movies because I feel like I like to daydream a lot. I like to fantasize a lot, but sometimes the stories are just so out of my realm. Like, they're like fairy tale on another level, and I just rather watch The Office. So The Office is a show that I can watch multiple times over and over and over and over and over and over again. And so it cracks me up all the time. And so if you have a favorite show that you feel like people can actually get into during the Christmas break, feel free to leave me a list on my Instagram page, African Princess in America. All right. So yeah, definitely catching up on your favorite show is definitely something that you can do over the Christmas break. One other thing that you can do, be a tourist. That's definitely something you can do. So a lot of times international students come for school and school alone, and they're not able to actually see the city where they live. I remember when I was a student living in California, a lot of people would say to me, you probably spend time at Universal Studios. You're probably doing all this fun stuff, Hollywood and all this fun stuff. But the truth is, it's very difficult to do all these things while you're in that city to study. And so Christmas time is a great time to once again connect with all these awesome people that you met on campus and just hang out with them, do all the fun things, like go out and see the city, take great pictures, you know, spend time outdoors. It will do you a whole lot of good. All right. That's a great way to spend Christmas break. On the day of Christmas itself, I would recommend that you stay away from social media. So the reason why I say stay away from social media on Christmas Day itself is that a lot of your friends who probably got to go home for the break are having their Christmas meals, you know, they're opening up their presents and things like that. People are sharing all these things on social media, and a lot of people cannot handle that. And so if you don't want that to be an instant downer for you, you definitely want to stay away from social media and create your own memories and create things that you can actually turn into like a blog post, or, you know, tell your family about it. And so to do that, to be able to have those memories, you actually have to go out there and live it up. All right. So think about that. Another huge idea that you can actually get to do is actually volunteer at a charity for Christmas. There are so many charities out there that are looking for volunteers. They're looking for people to hand out gifts, you know, to less privileged. They're looking for people to serve in the soup kitchens. Like, it's a great time to get out there and just volunteer and get to see the other side of life. Definitely look into it if that's something that you're interested in. So yeah, now that I've said all the fun stuff, I'm definitely going to include the not so fun stuff. Christmas is actually a chance for you to catch up on your schoolwork. Like for me, it was a chance for me to finish that damn dissertation. Yeah, it was a time for me to actually catch up on that. I actually restructured and reorganized my room, and it's actually a great time to get that stuff done. I know it's the womp womp, you know, aspect of it, but you don't want to be doing work over the holidays, but you know, that's a great time to get a lot of things done as well. So if you'd like to spend that time getting ahead in your studies, if you'd like to spend that time reorganizing your dorm room, if you'd like to spend that time just getting an extra job because you actually get paid more over the holidays, definitely go for it. All right. But I would say make sure that you're actually getting rest and you're actually spending time with people and doing fun stuff, because the next quarter is going to roll by super fast and you want to make sure that you're fully rested and ready for the new quarter. All right. So yeah, these are the awesome things I think you can do for Christmas. If you're spending that time by yourself, remember, it's not going to be forever. It's definitely not going to be forever. It's only for a time. And once you get your studies out of the way, hey, you'll be free to live your life, do whatever you want. And so don't feel too bad if you're going to be spending Christmas alone. Definitely reach out to people. Just expand your network and spend time with your new friends. Do fun and creative things. Remember to call your family. Don't spend too much time on social media. Remember to give back in any way that you think you can. It could be through volunteering at a soup kitchen. It could be just sharing your culture with the new friends that you're going to make on campus. And so that's definitely something that you guys can do over Christmas break. All right. So don't feel too bad. Most of us international students have actually had times when we've had to work during Christmas, or we've had to study during Christmas, or we've had to do so many things during Christmas. And so this too shall pass. All right. Christmas Day is 20 days from today. And as we plan for Christmas, let's remember people who don't actually get to spend Christmas with their friends and family, and actually go out of our way to make Christmas a little more exciting. All right, guys. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of the week. Bye bye.
2.